June 28th, 2010. It's been 2 months since my last journal entry, and unfortunately a lot has happened, so I've missed quite a bit, but, well, nothing to be done about it. I think how to end. Tonight is not the time for a really long recounting, although I may do that next time. The two things I wanted to just make sure I get down today were the things that Megan drew on me. The first story she drew on me, which is when I knew that I could fall in love with her, was when she drew up and down my back and across my chest and put her hand, her right hand, on the center of my chest and burst through my shields with her energy and made me part of the story. And the story, I wish I could remember it the way she told it, but it was a science fiction story about a woman who's in love with the mountain and spends lots of time camping and lots of time on the mountain and just lives on this rock on top of the mountain, and then eventually decides to consummate the rock, the relationship, and makes love to the rock and becomes one with the rock. The second story she told on my body was of two people who are on the heaving seas, and there, and this is also important because we had just seen the movie Hedwig and had the origin of love song strongly in our minds. And anyway, the people were on the stormy seas, and all at once they were swallowed up by a giant squid. And they became one inside the squid as it devoured them and digested them. They became one at last. That's all for tonight, but I'll try and start regularly journaling again.